In 1960, EDF finally arrived in La Verna. Knowing the output flow at Caqueta, they thought they would find the same flow here. But this is not the case. Much less water flows here than when it came out. EDF considers that the flow is insufficient and definitively abandons the project. In fact, at the time, they were unaware that several underground rivers resurface in Caqueta. Since then, numerous explorations have taken place and other chasms have been discovered, as well as other rivers. Today, we know of nearly 2,000 sinkholes in this massif and 13 rivers which total more than 480 kilometers of galleries. And it's not over. The exploration is still in progress. Regarding hydroelectric exploitation, technical developments will allow the exploitation of this river. It is a private company, Shem, which is taking over the project. They installed this dam to channel the water into a penstock which carries the water more than 4 kilometers to a power plant with a power of 4 megawatts. This plant has produced electricity for 2,900 homes since 2008. Thanks to this hydroelectric exploitation, the three villages, Arrête, Aramitz, and Saint-Ingras, will receive a fee which will allow them to invest in tourism development. Current tourist operations have been entrusted by public service delegation to La Verna's PSM company, the sole shareholder of which is the Pyrenees Atlantic Departmental Speleology Committee. On the opposite wall, on the other side of the water, we see a horizontal line a little above the water level. It is the unconformity, the separation between the two layers of rock that allow the water to pass through here. Above the limestone of the canyons, which the water dissolved to form galleries. Below, shale, insoluble rock, so water cannot go any lower.